34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Our conservative alert for the day. Deadbeat dad. He has over $100,000 in child support. How'd this guy get elected? Joe Walsh. He's a Republican, of course, and he decided to hold a town hall meeting and talk to his constituents. Big mistake for a Republican these days, because people tend to ask questions like, why did you guys like support, you know, when Bush bailed out the banks, you know, with the TARP and all that? You know, why'd you guys, what, you know, what's the deal? You know, why are you with the banksters? And here's his reply.
Don't blame banks and don't blame the marketplace for the mess we're in right now. I am tired of hearing that crap.
Fighting the situation, taking and throwing money out to people they know they couldn't
afford
it.
There are already mechanisms in place. No, you know what? Because this pisses me off. Too many people don't listen. There are already mechanisms in place to do that. Are they doing their job? No. But what do you want to do? You want to bombard them with more regulations? More government?
Yes.
Government screwed this problem up. What do you want? Well, you know what you've got?
Because
you,
honestly,
you know what you've got?
Banks,
you got Dodd-Frank.
The banks left.
You got Dodd-Frank now that's tying everybody's hands. You wanted more reform, more regulation? That's what you got. John, do you want more regulation? Is that what you want? Do you want Dodd-Frank? Is that what you want?
What did I say back at Joe's barbershop?
I need more coffee.
It's so, I think you've had too
it's
much.
So freaking easy.
Decaf.
It's so easy.
Decaf. Give me some decaf.
No, Joe. Wrong stuff. Quiet for a minute.
Hang on.
Quiet for a minute.
What did I say?
Quiet for a minute.
He's like, he's right in this woman's face, right? Just right in this woman's face. And here's what actually happened. And by the way, you can do this. Fantastic article Barry Ritholtz wrote for the Washington Post. It's titled, What Caused the Financial Crisis? The Big Lie Goes Viral. And he talks about the big lie that you just heard Joe Walsh promulgating, which is actually the part of the clip that had the big lie in it. I don't think we played, but he said that basically, you know, the banks were forced into this, that the Community Reinvestment Act required the banks to loan money to people. And the simple, and you've heard me on this program probably a dozen times in the last 6 months, ask conservatives who lay out that big lie, please name one bank that was forced by any government agency, bureaucrat, or regulation to give even one loan to any person who shouldn't have gotten that loan. Just one. I mean, this is like, you know, when Ronald Reagan came out and he said, oh, that was the welfare queen. She drives in her Cadillac to pick up her food stamps and her welfare check. And the New York Times said, oh, really? Where is she? Well, I don't know. There's got to be one out there. 6 months, the New York Times went looking. This was back in the 80s. For 6 months, they had several reporters on it. Let's find this woman with the Cadillac. She didn't exist. There is not one bank that was ever forced by the government to give a loan to anybody who did not qualify for it. What did happen is that Alan Greenspan dropped rates to 1%, which set off a feeding frenzy. These low interest rates meant that people's traditional investments like stocks and bonds and treasuries and things like that, the yield was so low that everybody was looking for high yield products. And derivatives had become unregulated in 1999 and 2000, Phil Gramm, the Commodity Futures Modernization Act. And so the banksters started creating these enormous derivative markets. And then they wanted to make even more money. And so in 2004, five banks, the lobbyists for five banksters, went to the Bush administration and said, we would like your Securities and Exchange Commission, the Bush administration securities, we would like you to put into place. Right now, we can't borrow more than 12 times what we own. So if we've got $1 billion on deposit, we can borrow $12 billion to bet in the marketplace. We'd like to be able to borrow $20 billion, $30 billion, $40 billion. We want to really, really pump this thing up. And so what was called the Bear Stearns exemption was passed, which gave five banks and five banks only the ability to, you know, they still had this 12-to-1 rule, but it was now voluntary for these 12 banks. And so they went to 20-to-1, 30-to-1, 40-to-1. This was this replaced the 1977, what was called the net capitalization rule. It was in 2004, the Bear Stearns exemption. Now, what I find so amazing is that every conservative in America can recite Community Reinvestment Act to the point that pretty much everybody in America can recite it. And it had nothing to do with it. It was an anti-redlining law. It said you cannot refuse to give somebody a loan simply because they live in a zip code or simply because their neighborhood is largely African-American, which is how it had historically been used by banks. You have to look at their individual credit score and their ability to pay. In other words, each loan has to be looked at individually. That is not forcing banks to give loans to people who don't qualify. If anything, it's saying to the banks, you can't redline. But you must follow banking, you know, normal banking standards. It's right there in the Community Reinvestment Act. Consistent with normal banking. So, but they didn't, you know, these banks, they went off the edge. And they created these innovative products using the Bear Stearns exemption. And they pumped this thing up. Glass-Steagall had been taken out. So the gambling bank suddenly had access to federal insurance. And they pumped this thing up like crazy. And it burst. And in fact, in 2004, in the middle of the Bush administration, most states had laws on the books to stop banks from doing this, from predatory loans and lying to people about the kind of loans that they were getting. And in 2004, the Bush administration pulled a law out that had been passed in the 1860s. It's like the United States Maritime Act or something, to say to states' attorneys general, you may not enforce your state laws to stop the banksters from doing what they're doing. And that, combined with the SEC's Bear Stearns exemption, brought us the crash. 100% thanks to the Bush administration. And these were things that were done not by Congress. These were things that were done within the Bush administration. And why every American doesn't understand this and know this, I don't know. But here's Joe Walsh again going off on this, on the big lie. This is the Republican big lie. We were forced to do it. It happened because there was too much government regulation. No, as I just pointed out to you, it is the opposite of that. And yes, we do want Dodd-Frank. And of the 200 or so capabilities that have been given to the federal government to regulate banks with Dodd-Frank, only a few dozen have actually been used because everything's being blocked by the Republicans. So yes, we want Dodd-Frank. And yes, we want more regulation. Joe, here he goes.
Don't blame banks and don't blame the marketplace for the mess we're in right now. I am tired of hearing that crap.
Okay, we'll just stop right there. You get the essence of it. I need not inflict the entire whole minute and a half of it on you. But it is, sorry, Joe, it ain't crap. The banks, the banksters blew up the economy, and they did it with the collusion of people like you, Republicans, people like Joe, not you, the viewer or listener. And it's time that we start calling them out on it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.